Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Fast-paced show here on The Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio still with best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. Getting my head blown with new statistics, new information, things that I didn't know that I should have known about retirement planning. You ready to dive into a conversation?
Always ready, Thomas. You know,
always ready,
not
about
dive in, but I think I'll walk in feet first.
Well, I've got one that a lot of people are thinking about out there, and this is going to be an interesting perspective. I've got the New York Mets owner Steve Cohen here on the Fed cuts, inflation containment. Take a listen.
Yeah, you know, I think the market expects three cuts. I think that's the number. I don't disagree with that. I think inflation's been, you know, somewhat contained. And I think, I mean, ultimately, what it'll come down to is that a true statement or not. The Fed thinks they, you know, eventually is going to come down to 2% inflation rate. I think that's going to be hard. You know, there's still a lot of underemployment in the country. And so it really comes down to, if growth is too fast, then, you know, you start getting constraints on labor and wages go up, and that may be a problem for.
I know a lot of Americans, we want the storybook ending. We want the quick fix, the, oh, all you had to do was take this pill and it works out. But it's not always the case. And obviously, he doesn't seem to think that either. It may be a little bit longer process. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, when was that quote from?
So this is recent. This was just taken a few days ago.
Okay, because I don't think inflation is going away at all. It's actually rearing its ugly head in full steam ahead mode right now. I don't think we'll see any rate decreases this year.
Well, and he's talking about the Fed, and then you've got...
I know, I'm too.
It's a political season. What are your thoughts on that? You think they're
I don't know. You know, politics is always here, but I know is the groceries are 40%. I saw a number the other day, 40% higher you're paying for groceries than you were 3.5 years ago.
I believe every percent.
I think it's higher myself. I mean, but that's the admitted number. The government's been playing, games with the monthly numbers of PPI and the CPI, and then they revise them every single month upward in a bad way the next month, so they don't really get hit with the bad news as bad. Like, it doesn't affect the market as much as it would have if they would have released the real numbers a month earlier
or
2 months earlier.
Yeah.
So I don't like games being played with people's money, especially mine and all my listeners. And that's what's happening here, because inflation is out of control.
It is. It is. You know, and inflation is one of the topics that we talk about on RetirementHelpCenter.com. So, folks, if this is a new topic to you, or maybe you just want to dive a little bit deeper, head over to RetirementHelpCenter.com. Check out. We have a large number of videos there. One of them discusses inflation, and we'll be creating many more that dive deeper into the topic. You know, it's funny, Coach. We've been recording radio together for a while. You've been doing this for decades. And when we first started, inflation was not something that we talked about.
I talked about it. Remember, I always know.
Did,
we always talked about people, but people didn't worry about
people
it.
People didn't care.
It's
no.
not something people worried about, but I've always talked about it. It's been part of my 22-step process on the total retirement plan.
It has.
Making sure to tame inflation, how to maintain your purchasing power in retirement despite rising inflation. Now, many of you listening haven't earned 40% on your money the last 3.5 years, have you? Well, then inflation is putting a hit on your buying power.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a 40% raise from your boss, Thomas? Of course not.
No.
Me either. That's a lot of money right there. And so that's when you start putting, when you hear these numbers, I hate numbers and statistics, but when you hear them, a lot of times your mind just fogs over. Yep. But, I mean, when we're talking about your belly, hitting me in my belly, that's food at the store, and I can get less food now for a lot more money, I'm not happy about that. Now, really, that's a good diet theme.
Yeah.
If you can't afford food, maybe you can lose some weight. So to me, I mean, I'm always right around 210 myself. I don't care if I starve myself or I eat a lot. It's always, I always bounce right back to 210. I think we all have a special weight that our body has been given. That's where we really are, despite what we try to do. Now, if we can overeat and make ourselves way over that weight.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
But when I lost weight years ago, I did the gluten-free diet, which, by the way, it's almost impossible to find ingredients at a store or items at a store that don't have gluten in them somewhere, because it's not just gluten. Gluten has about 15 other names. When they're putting the ingredient list together, they get the thesaurus out many times, and then you have to really decipher down what is gluten. And so when I did do gluten-free, and really did, I made a real conscious effort for 3 months. I lost a lot of weight,
wow.
A lot of weight. I was down to maybe 180,
that's
way under me. But I didn't have energy anymore to work out. So what good was it?
Yeah,
I
want
to be a skinny guy with this real skinny, or I want to be 210 with muscles? I want to be 210 with muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we are. And nobody cares but me. But I'm just saying it is hilarious these days when we forget why we're paying a lot more money at the store. It's because inflation is here, because it's costing more money to make these goods. I went to McDonald's the other day in Las Vegas. And I always get Happy Meals. That's my diet. I get a Happy Meal. That way I control what I eat. I get a small fry. I usually get double fries. Sometimes I get a fry and an apple. You know, when you've done a Happy Meal, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And a burger, a hamburger, and it's that smallest drink ever. It's like it's like one of those Smarty cups you used to get at a dentist office where you rinse your mouth out. But that's the Coke. But it was up to $6 for a Happy Meal, a hamburger Happy Meal. You know, I remember $2 days, and I used to like my little prize, too. I still like my prizes. But I didn't get a Happy Meal that day because it was crazy. I left. I went home and had a bologna sandwich.
Oh, no.
But it's just crazy with what's happening when you see it. And the reason why that is because the minimum wage keeps raising. And when you raise the minimum wage, when you pay more people to make the things you're used to not paying a lot for, the price gets passed on to you.
It does.
And so it's one of those vicious cycles. So, yes, I got an increase in pay, but now food is so much more because everyone else is getting increases in pay. I could buy less than I could when I was making less.
Yeah, it's
think
true.
About it. It's all an optical illusion. So we need to make sure, again, we can't control that. But what we can control is what we have in our own wallet, in our own portfolio. We need to make sure we put some force fields around there so you can't lose that money. We need to make sure to clog the drain of risk. Make sure you're not losing money by having money go down the drain. And we need to refill our bucket, our retirement bucket. And then we need to make sure we have that replace your paycheck challenge where you can get equal to or greater than what your paycheck is from your retirement accounts. And we can do this. We do this every day. I've been doing it 32 years, Thomas. I am a retirement income certified professional from the American College. RICP is the designation. Mm-hmm. I'm trained for retirement income. So if you're listening to the show and you want retirement income in the future, wouldn't you want somebody certified at building retirement plans, building your retirement plan?
Exactly.
If so, call right now.
And that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword plan to 600-700 to get in touch. That is plan to 600-700. Coach, I am sitting here looking at one of our resources, our Working Together resource that's available on PeteOnDemand.com.
It's a big booklet.
It is a
big
booklet.
But we have it in PDF form online, right?
We do. Yep. Free for download right now at PeteOnDemand.com. And the theme of this booklet is design, build, protect.
Yep.
And that design phase is what you're talking about here when we're talking about combating inflation.
Yeah, designing in a fiduciary standard by making sure we have access to everything out there. But first, find out what you need, what you want, and what you desire. And then looking at what you have and making sure that that's logical and it's possible. Then we go out into the financial world, which is a vast arena.
It is.
Knowing what we know and knowing how to eliminate bad things, put together a plan based on what you want that we think is very much approved by us, and it's going to be in a place that you never have to worry again.
That's very
makes
good.
Makes a lot of sense.
It really does, and understanding our own goals and priorities can be something. Maybe how often do you think folks come across in your career that you've seen that they hadn't really identified their own goals walking into the retirement process, and they needed that moment of sitting down with an advisor to say, oh, wow, I kind of need to think this through a little
bit. At least 8 out of 10 people have no clue, which
okay.
is not a bad thing, folks. I mean, I didn't either until I started thinking about it. You need to think ahead. And then look at where you are and adjust your mentality many times. Taking risk all the time is not the solution in retirement because when we're younger and we lose money, it's no fun, of course, but we can make it back.
Yeah.
As we get older, and that's why we call it the financial red zone, 55 and above, you really don't have time for market cycles anymore. That could be 10 or 20 years for your money to come back. Or if ever some of the stocks go out of business or never come back.
Yeah.
Like good example of that is Cisco and Intel.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those before the year 2000 were high flyers. Since then, they haven't done a thing almost, up a little bit. I have Cisco and Intel. I bought after 2000. I bought in the last, let's say, 10 years.
Okay.
Because of the good deals. I only wish I would have bought Microsoft when it was all beat up.
Hey, I've come back, haven't I?
And I don't have any Microsoft. But I do have some Google. You got to spread it out for the risk account. But I know I could lose all that money, Thomas. And here's what happens. Like this AI thing that's big these days, like NVIDIA. NVIDIA was like a $20 stock, and now you're talking about $900 or so. Yep. Could it go back to 20? Of course it could.
Of course.
So, this again, the secret of life is not when you buy, it's when.
It's when you sell.
And when you liquidate. That goes for silver and gold. That goes for retirement accounts. That goes for stocks, bonds, mutual funds, everything out there except for your paycheck replacement. Yep. Once it's there, it can never be taken away. And you never have to worry about selling it because it's always there replenishing and giving you income, the same income or more than you were promised the year before.
Yeah.
So every year it's there for you and your spouse, even if the balance goes to zero.
I love that.
You still get the income check. Just try that with a bank sometime. See if they don't call the police for me. Or try that in the stock market.
There you go.
It's not going to work. It only works in this systematic fashion, scientifically designed in the money world.
Yeah.
Math and science over speculation and gambling.
Absolutely.
Works every single time. And twice on Sunday, my teacher, my 11th grade geometry teacher, Miss Shelley in Laurinburg, North Carolina, Scotland High, used to say, it works every single day and twice on Sunday.
On
no
Sunday.
Idea what she meant, but everyone still remember it, and that was a long time ago. So let's make a plan that makes sense for you and your family. Let's make a plan, put together a plan for you that you can explain back to your family that you have total confidence in. And that's worth its weight in gold, especially when you reach retirement. And you have to trust somebody, Thomas.
You do.
Fiduciary here, we practice what we preach, and we make sure to put plans together that have risk and safety, but safety first, risk second. Only if you can afford to take risk do we recommend it. So if you'd like to get your own plan put together, 22-step total retirement plan, giving you the security and confidence to approach retirement on your terms, and also get three of the books I've written. Call right now. No cost or obligation.
All right. That number is 800-661-7383. 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword PLAN to 600-700. PLAN to 600-700.
Coach P Radio. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.